Brethren, I greet you in the name of Christ. Let's have our way today. We continue on our study, the book of Daniel. We are in chapter number 2. Daniel chapter number 2. We shall commence our reading from verse 46 to verse 49. The last piece of Daniel chapter 2. And I am using the ESV again this morning. It reads as follows. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and paid homage to Daniel and commanded that an offering and incense be offered up to him. The king answered and said to Daniel, "Truly, your God is God of gods, and Lord of kings, and a revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this mystery." Then the king gave Daniel high honors and many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief prefector over all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel made a request of the king, and he appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel remained at the king's court. May the good God bless the reading of his words. As I said, brethren, we continue in the same context of last week. Siyakhumbula, last week we have looked at the kingdom of God, the kingdom that shall never be destroyed. So this portion is also in context with the same study that we did last week. And today I would like to entitle my message and say, Worshipping the King. We all see each and every weekend and the first day of the week, people are dedicating themselves for worship. Some worship in the sun, some worship the sun, some worship false gods, some worship the true God falsely. And it shows that, brethren, worship is very important, and it seems to us all that worship is one of the key factors or the key things that seems to be a calling for believers. Even those that don't believe, we know that they also worship. We see that worship is very important, as we can see in the scripture. God says to Pharaoh, "Let my people go so that they may worship me in the wilderness." It shows that worship is important. We hear Jesus saying, "God seeks true worshippers, those that shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." That points to us the importance of worship. So if worship is very important, and we know by nature we are the children of wrath, then it tells us, we need to be made right so that we are qualified to worship, unless we will be those that worship in vain. So I believe that then this morning it will be great to go through this and see who is to be worshipped and who is to worship. These two things. Who is to be worshipped and who is to worship. In other words, who is qualified to come to the presence of God. Not who must come to church, who must is allowed to be with us, but who has the right to be in the presence of God. That's the second thing we look at. The first thing will be who is to be worshipped. And entitling then this message, Bazana, this morning and say worshipping the King, it might seem strange for the fact that where we just read, we can realize, Bazana Noguchi, the King Nebuchadnezzar is worshipping a young Jewish captive. He's worshipping a young Jewish boy. His name is Daniel. And I'm saying worshipping the King, but where we are, the King is worshipping. So it might sound strange until we get to understand
what is really happening or what is God revealing to us. It might sound strange to say worshipping the king, since Nebuchadnezzar himself, he is the man in this chapter or in this book of Daniel who is called the King of Kings. This word King of Kings in verse number 37, it tells us that God made Nebuchadnezzar the King of Kings because God gave Nebuchadnezzar the kingdoms of the world to rule at the time. So he was King of Kings. He was great. He has just defeated Egypt, a kingdom that was dominating the world. Nebuchadnezzar defeated Egypt. Then he took over Jerusalem and captured Judah. So he was great at the time. That's why he is called King of Kings. And you can see Daniel is actually showing respect to Nebuchadnezzar. But Bazalana, last week we have seen that Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom was going to come to an end. Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom was going to be destroyed. Even the kingdoms that were going to follow afterwards, they were all going to be destroyed. Regardless of how they were going to run this world, regardless of how much iniquity they were going to practice or let people practice, regardless of how much hostile they were going to be in their hearts against the mighty God. But all that we learn about these kingdoms is that they were preceding the coming, the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see a kingdom set up by God in the days of this king. And we see that they were looking forward to the coming of Christ. And where we stand, we're looking back to the time of that stone that was cut from the mountain, which was Jesus Christ. So we see, bazalwane, ukuthi umbuso ka Nebuchadnezzar wakumbuso that was going to come to an end, and God was going to set up a kingdom that will not be built or set up by human hands. A kingdom that we called it last week, the kingdom of God. It spoke about Christ and his coming. That was the kingdom that we dealt with last week. Then this bazalwane lead us now to look at this thing very careful that Nebuchadnezzar is doing. Because we realize now, ukuthi bazalwane, Nebuchadnezzar then, he's not the true King of Kings. Because we see this great king, Nebuchadnezzar, bowing down before Daniel. This greater king who was taken by surprise. Showing bazalwane ukuthi, really he is not the King of Kings. For the King of Kings is the one that died at the cross. Wasifela esiphambanweni, wavuka ngesuku lesithathu, wakhuphukela ezulwini. Manje iBhayibheli lisitshela ukuthi uhleli esihlalweni sobukhosi eduzana noNkulunkulu esandleni sakhe sokunene. Ngamanye amagama ke iBhayibheli lisitshela ukuthi labo abakuKristu manje abasangeke basajabhiswa. Whosoever believes in him shall not be put to shame. Mama, for your sake, I'll ask Brother Silo to come. Ne? It is a kingdom that we are not called to build, but a kingdom that we are called to enter, and a kingdom that we are called to call others to enter. And in that way, God then expands or increases his kingdom when we come in and when we call others to come in. So the question that you might have, or the question that you should have, is, now once I have entered into this kingdom, what is my primary calling as a Christian? What should be my delight as a Christian? What will be God's delight on me? And I will answer that by reading Psalms 95 verse 6. It's a short verse, you will just explain. It says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down."
Let us kneel before our God and our Maker. That is our primary calling. Come, worship the Lord. So that is why I said this morning God is going to teach us who is to be worshipped. He's going to remind us or teach us who is to worship. The question is, who are you worshipping? Some are worshipping idols. Some are worshipping music. Some are worshipping cars. Some are worshipping TV, some are worshipping alcohol, some are worshipping angels. Some are worshipping the dead. And some are worshipping other people. As we see in our study this morning, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of kings, worshipping Daniel. Two things we must see in this verse number 46 that Nebuchadnezzar is doing. Number one, he fell upon his face. Number two, he commanded that a sacrifice must be done for Daniel. Bazalane, I want you to recognize that Nebuchadnezzar becomes a picture or a symbol of the people out there who are ready and are happy to worship just anything and to worship just anybody. They idolize everything. They idolize even human beings, thinking that maybe there's some greatness in men that is worthy of honor and glory, thinking that people's gifts or people's success or people's higher knowledge give other people a right to be worshipped or give them a right to worship other people. But this thing that Nebuchadnezzar did, Bazalane, we see that actually is not only wrong, it is a sin, for the fact that the acts that he did can only be directed to God. This is what Exodus 20 verse 3 to 5 says. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is on earth beneath or that is underwater or that is under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation. So Nebuchadnezzar, brethren, was not just wrong, but he sinned before God. And we know, Bazalane, the Bible does not allow that even angels may be worshipped, let alone people. When we read the scripture in the New Testament, we find angels rebuking men or correcting men that they may not worship angels. We find the writings of the Apostle Paul telling us that angels may not be worshipped. And then the man
that are called men of God, those that God sent and give maybe commission to evangelize people, to preach to people, they are also not supposed to be worshipped. The scripture is clear on that one, Bazalwane. We've got an example of Peter, we've got an example of Paul and Barnabas in the book of Acts. So, Bazalwane, to look at this act of Nebuchadnezzar, and just stop there and say, yeah, Nebuchadnezzar was wrong, and he sinned before God.
It's good
to look at it that way. However, I don't think that God allowed this scripture to be written just for us to know what is right or what is wrong only. If we look at this, we can see that God is aiming to teach us greater truth and deeper truth about the same kingdom that Daniel was talking about. It is true that in the acts of Nebuchadnezzar, we see the foolishness of the world, we see the ignorance of the people of the world, in the person of Nebuchadnezzar, we see the foolishness of the hearts, we see the depravity of the hearts in the person of Nebuchadnezzar. But there's a greater spiritual truth that we need to learn from this. We see a king worshipping Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar symbolizing the powers of this world. Nebuchadnezzar symbolizing the people of this world. Nebuchadnezzar symbolizing or picturing the rulers of this world and the multitude of people in this world. Paying homage to the King of Kings. He's showing us that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God is trying to show us today who is to be worshipped by using this Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. Daniel also, who becomes a picture of a Christ. And I will explain this. So the King of Kings,
Nebuchadnezzar,
is showing us, brethren, what will happen in this coming kingdom that we were talking about yesterday. It shows us kings of this world will bow before the King of Kings, the true King, who is Jesus the Christ. The rulers of this world shall bow before the King. It is not because Nebuchadnezzar was taken by surprise, then he just fell before Daniel and worshipped. If we trace the life of Nebuchadnezzar, he was an idol worshipper before the meeting with Daniel, and he was an idol worshipper after the meeting with Daniel. In chapter number 3, Nebuchadnezzar is putting 3 of God's children in a lake of fire just because they refuse to worship an idol. That is the Nebuchadnezzar we're talking about. He did not change. Not now. But then we see, Bazalwane, then that God is also trying to show us or teach us some spiritual truth using the person of Daniel at the time.
Daniel picturing the Christ who was to come, the Christ that already come, the Christ that is still to come.
Daniel to anamete Christ atota ase atile lelo re lento o sa tla hape.
There's few things that I want you to see.
No to the tell her next.
Number 1.
Ya pele gore
Daniel came to King Nebuchadnezzar as someone coming from the presence of God.
Daniel o tile ho ntsho morena to jole ka motho a tsang platform wa Samuel.
If you remember very careful, Daniel began by praying. Daniel began by having communion with God and having the answer from God, then coming from God to deliver the answer to the king. We see Daniel picturing a somebody coming to a world of confusion, coming to a place where people are being killed for useless things, coming with an answer to deliver to the people of the world.
Daniel, when I met the most,
doesn't that remind you of Christ? The Lamb of God who came. And brought answers to this broken and fallen world. That is what you see first in the life of Daniel. Secondly, after Daniel proclaiming this good news to Nebuchadnezzar, we see King Nebuchadnezzar worshipping Daniel. We see a picture of a Christ proclaiming the kingdom of God and says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Then afterwards, being worshipped by many people while he was still on this world. We see Jesus Christ being worshipped. We see Peter saying, unto whom shall we go, O Lord? For only unto you is the word of eternal life. Even after he rose from the dead, we see Christ being worshipped as King, as Lord. Thomas saying, Lord, my God. The third thing that we see Daniel coming to save his brethren. When we read verse number 18 in chapter number 2, it says, Daniel says to his brethren, let us pray that we may have mercy. Let us pray that we don't die like the others, like the rest. So his coming to the king is in a purpose to save his brethren. We see a picture of a Christ that came to save his people. He Christ who came to save the Jews, as Daniel is saving these three Jewish boys. Matthew chapter number 1 verse 21 says,
Matthew 1 verse 21
says, the angel is talking to Joseph, says, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We see Daniel saving his people also.
And you learn to lead the whole Joseph, but Mr. Emmanuel, nobody can attack us, but to Bahab.
And the same Daniel is saving his people. But there's greater news here, brothers and sisters. Daniel did not just save his people, the Jews. Nebuchadnezzar did not continue to execute the Chaldeans, the people who did not know God. The people who were far from God. People who did not know God. It reminds me of the scripture that says,
God shall call a people that does not know him. I'm seeing a picture of Jesus Christ also serving the Gentiles.
Matthew 12 verse 21. It says, and in his name the Gentile shall hope. Not just the Jews. We see two groups being saved. This is the Christ, this is the picture of the Christ. We hear the words of John the Baptizer saying, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The world, not just the Jews, but all people, every nation, every tribe, as many as God the Father shall call. This is the picture we see here, brothers and sisters. We see grace being extended even to the Gentiles. If it was Apostle Paul, it was going to say the Gentiles were crafted in. Christ becoming a savior of the world. The stone that is cut from a mountain, a little stone that grows and fills the whole earth with every people from every tribe calling upon the name of one Lord. Another thing that we see Daniel being a young Jewish foreigner worshipped in a foreign land. Doesn't this remind you of Christ who left his glory above and came to this world that he created and become a foreigner in the world that he created himself, putting this flesh upon himself and humiliating himself so that me and you may have life and have it in the fullest? This is Daniel picturing our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we come to verse number 47. And it says, and the king answered and said to Daniel, truly, truly, your God is God of gods and Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for he has been able to reveal this mystery. Here we see Nebuchadnezzar worshipping, in inverted commas, worshipping the God of Daniel. He's acting as if this is superficial. I'll prove to you that this is superficial. The Bible says the king answered. There is no question that is written from verse 46 and 47, but it starts by saying he answered. So we can see, brothers and sisters, that Daniel rejected him. Yes, because Daniel knows that only God must be worshipped. In chapter number 1, verse number 8, we see how much dedicated Daniel was to the living God. In chapter number 2, verse 28 to 30, we see what Daniel says about God. He says, there is a God in heaven who reveals this to me. I'm not smart than the other ones. So we know Daniel's heart. We see Daniel in the book of Daniel itself, we see him being thrown in the den of lions for worshipping the true God. So surely Daniel rejected the worship and the sacrifices of King Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king said, what does he say? He answers and he says, after being rejected, surely your God is God of gods and Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries. It is common with unbelievers to profess God when they don't
believe.
And we don't have to look very far, brothers and sisters. Daniel chapter 3 shows us the heart of Nebuchadnezzar. He did not repent. This was not a sign of repentance. Someone will say, maybe he was just worshipping God. It doesn't mean that he was repentant. Oh yeah, but God cannot be worshipped by just anybody. That's the thing we're going to talk about a little bit later. But it is common, brethren, with unbelievers to profess God. Many they profess God out of confusion, just as Nebuchadnezzar did. When they are confused what is happening in their life, and someone tells them to raise their hand and say a prayer, then they profess God. People can profess God out of excitement. People profess God out of persuasion. But people can also profess God to please others, which is what Nebuchadnezzar is doing. He professes to please Daniel. The other side, we went to a house. We preached to this young man, and he acted to be a Christian. Then we carried on with him for 20 minutes, trying to prove to him that he was not a Christian. Then he agreed at the end and said, actually, brother, you are right. I'm not a Christian. Now I understand. The way you say Christianity is putting your life unto Christ and trusting in Jesus, believing and turning away from your sins, so I'm not a Christian. So we ask him, so how did you think that you were a Christian? He says, one day I had a lot of problems and a friend took me to church. And when we come to the church, I was hoping to talk to the pastor and tell him my problems, but the pastor says he cannot talk to me unless I make Jesus a Lord and Savior. So for that guy to please the pastor, he had to say yes. Then they asked him to raise his hands and he said a prayer after a prayer. But only to please his friend and the pastor. He continued in his wickedness. He continued in all his sin and iniquity. He never changed. There was never a sign of true Christianity in his life. Then we invite him and say, then brother, now don't please anybody. Would you please consider now and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior? He said no.
Aha.
If I do that, you guys going to tell me that I'm not allowed to go to a tavern anymore. That's the story. But he did profess Christ before. Superficial Christianity. This is what we see here in the story of Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. Some people, they profess God from a wrong view of God. So brothers and sisters, hear these words from Christ. Just in response to what Nebuchadnezzar did. Matthew 7 verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. But brothers and sisters, again, God is aiming to teach us some spiritual truth here. Here is Nebuchadnezzar saying that the God of Daniel is the greater God. Regardless of his false profession, but God is teaching us something that not just every knee shall bow in verse 46, but also every tongue shall confess in verse 47 that Jesus Christ is Lord. So Jesus is the one to be worshipped. As we see the world worshipping in the feet of Daniel, who represent Christ our God. So then, Bazalan, this leads us to my second point, which is a short point. Who is to worship? Who is welcome in the presence of God? Who is welcome in the throne of grace? Let me read for you Psalm chapter number 15. This is what it says. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell in your holy hills? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right, and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue, and does not evil to his neighbor. Verse 5, I'm jumping 4. Who does not put out his money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent? He who does this shall never be moved.
Jova metu haba mantse tenya ha. Saba mang ya tla ho a thabenya ho e halalelang. Ke ya phelang ka bogabana a etsa ho lutile. A bolela nnete ka mo lempelong ya ha ka teng. Le lemela ha hala jale ke tseletso. Ha etso ha bo hampe. Ha nya pelongwa nabo. Ha adimi tshelete ha ka phello. Ha amhele mphohotsa ho ya sna mlato. Ya etsa jwalo a ke ke a se sinyele ka o sa yeng ka.
The answer is very clear in verse number 2. Who is to worship God? He who is blameless and does what is right. The one who is justified by God. The one who is set right and made right before God. The one who is reconciled to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one that is to worship. So, in a greater spiritual truth again, we see that Nebuchadnezzar was not just rejected because he was worshipping a human, but brothers and sisters, worship from unbelievers is rejected. God seek those that will worship in truth and in spirit. Unbelievers worship is rejected before God. I'm reading Proverbs chapter 15.
Or the Proverbia 15.
I'm going to read verse 8 to 9.
From 8 to 9.
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the righteous is acceptable to him. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who pursue righteousness.
Melomo ya motho ya hlalefileng e hlatanya tsebo empa pelo ya mawatla e tumisa se sa lokang. Sehlabelo sa mobe ke manyala ho Jehova empa o gahlwa ke thapelo ya motho ya lokileng.
That's the truth.
So God is teaching us here, brothers and sisters, that this road or this way of worship is not just open like a highway to everyone, but people must be reconciled first with God. They must have a relationship with God. We must have a relationship with God. You must know God through this Christ, through this stone that is cut from a mountain. So before I get to my third point, which is my last, let me say this. This study, brethren, is showing us a God who alone is to be worshipped. This study, brothers and sisters, is showing again and again that truly every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. You see again in this study that a Christ came to save a people, Jews and Gentiles. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. We all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. No one is righteous. No one understands. The Bible tells us that God looked down from heaven to the children of men and find none righteous. He finds in the hearts of men that they were sinful continuously. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My last point, brethren.
Verse 49.
Daniel made a request of the king, and he appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province. We see a picture of a Christ who is exalted. A Christ who is exalted and now calling his own, his brethren, to be where he is. We see Daniel preparing a place for his brethren in that higher place in which the king has put him. It's like Jesus saying, I'm going and I'm going to prepare houses for you, so that wherever I am, you may be. They lifted up Daniel, or they exalted Daniel. He calls his brothers to rule with him. Listen to what Revelation 20, verse 6 says. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But the priest of God and Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Daniel picks his own brethren to reign with him. As Christ is calling us today, brothers and sisters, if we come to him, if we remain in him, we shall reign with him. We actually reigning with him already. And then the last piece, it tells us that Daniel remained in the court of the king. It shows us, brothers and sisters, the fact that Jesus calls us to himself, that we may rule with him, it does not make us anyhow equal with him. He is Lord. He is the king that is to be worshipped.
Just Peace
the Christ.
The stone
that is cut from a mountain.
He
is the one that is to be worshipped. And we are the one to worship. The one to worship Christ is the one with the relationship with God through Christ Jesus.
And
anyone else will be rejected unless we come to God through Christ. May the good God bless. Amen.